Kikito P and Hatsune Miku with Sankyu Music, as in like a pun, you know, and this pun is so layered. As I mentioned earlier, you know, there are different ways to read numbers in Japanese, and so 3-9, which can be read as Miku, can also be read as Sankyu, which also sounds like thank you. But, you know, also represents Miku. Wow. Layers. And before that, you heard Shinkai Shoujo, Deep Sea Girl by Yuyu and Hatsune Miku. It's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM doing a Miku Hatsune themed show here on the program. Very excited to be returned here in the studio live and to bring you some fun Vocaloid music. Mostly, it's going to be mostly Miku today. A lot of the music actually is quite old. I was trying to do like a fair mix of like older popular Miku music and then newer Miku music. If it's not already apparent, you know, the people behind these songs, they are individual producers, and Miku is just the synthesizer program that sings the music. But one of the things that I have found really actually quite amusing, as I'd been putting together this playlist, is like you can really hear the difference between like an older Miku song and a newer Miku song, especially if you're somebody who listens to a lot of popular Japanese music like J-pop, because the older songs seem to have more of like a rock influence and almost and the EDM songs, I don't know, I guess I don't know how to explain it, but they take on a different, slightly different character. Whereas like newer Miku music very much sound like the USOBification of J-pop, which I have many opinions on. USOB are great, but I don't have to hear them all the time when people talk about J-pop, you know. And a lot of the newer songs kind of take on similar characteristics. The other thing that's kind of funny, when I look through my playlist, the older songs that I personally grew up listening to, like 15 or 20 years ago, to be very frank, like 50, less than 20 years ago, but more like 15 or more years ago, the song lengths are like pretty long, honestly. 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, even 5.5 minutes, and basically all of the newer songs that I was listening to as I was putting together this week's playlist, they are like under 3 minutes. They are usually like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, just about. It's like it's very it's really weird, actually. It's like, I don't know. I don't love, like, a super long song. I actually struggle to listen to quite a bit of, like, J-pop idol music sometimes because, like, they're, like, 4.5, 5 minutes long. But then, like, I also can't stand a lot of, like, more current, like, particularly like K-pop these days, it's like 1.5 minutes long. And you really see that shift. You really see that distinction with these Miku songs. You can definitely like identify which ones were produced during the Heisei era, like the late Heisei era, and which ones were produced in the early Reiwa era, which is the era that we're in right now. Anyways, more Miku for you here on Typically Tuesdays. Let's celebrate some snow Miku. Miku Hatsune, I believe, was created in Hokkaido, the northernmost island of Japan, and they hold this, like, it's very cold there, lots of snow, and so they hold these, like, winter snow festivals, one of them being the Snow Miku Festival, and every year there's, like, a new Miku design and, like, a new Miku theme song, and this is the one for this year. Interestingly enough, I don't know, this is maybe going to be, like, a bit of a niche thing, only for my Twice heads out there. This song kind of sounds like a Japanese Twice song. So the other thing about I guess, like, for me, the other thing about these Vocaloid producers is you can really tell what type of music they listen to and what inspires them to make music, because, like, you can kind of, like, pinpoint their, where they derive a lot of their sound from. This sounds like kind of, you know, a Japanese Twice song, to be honest. But I'll let you decide. This is Shiawase For You featuring Hatsune Miku by Iowa. Enjoy.
Black community, join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Love, Snow, Really, Magic, featuring Hatsune Miku, produced by Michi M., and remixed by the Oster Project. Yep, remixed by Oster Project. We are doing a Miku Hatsune-themed episode of Typically Tuesdays on this very special day, March 9th, Miku Day. Happy Miku Day. I feel like I actually didn't even say that to you, and I'm so sorry. I take full responsibility in not wishing you a happy Miku Day. Even though I have put you onto, I have made you listen to Miku, you know? Like, you know? There's some kind of potentially morally ethical question there around Miku Hatsune consumption. Anyways, that last track was also a Snow Miku Festival song. Let's see what year it was from. I feel like, oh, apparently this is from 2021. I feel like it's a little bit older for some reason. But anyways, that was fun. I really enjoyed it. I really loved it. Miku Hatsune truly brings people of all worlds together. I think I mentioned this quite a few years ago, maybe, when I did my first episode about Vocaloids. But it one of the really cool things about the Vocaloid fandom community is that it is incredibly DIY. It's like intensely DIY, because you had, I think, like maybe the creation of this, like, you know, humanoid mascot just encouraged people to, like, think of stories and songs and images to go with the music that was being produced by these small, independent, oftentimes hobbyist music producers. So early on in, like, kind of like the very, 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 very early YouTube days, and during the days when Nico Nico Dolga, which was, I think it's still active, but Nico Nico Dolga was like this Japanese video streaming platform similar to YouTube. Once producers put their Miku songs or Vocaloid songs up online, artists and illustrators would become inspired to create drawings that went with the songs, and oftentimes they would collaborate together, right? For example, a producer would, like, be writing the song, wrote this, like, entire story, put it to music, and then they would reach out to an illustrator online and be like, hey, I wrote the song, I want you to make the images that go with it, and help me make, like, a music video. And sometimes the music video would be fully animated, sometimes it would be like an animatic type thing, or it would just be like a series of, like, very beautifully drawn illustrations featuring Hatsune Miku. But what I neglected to point out, I think, at that time, was there was obviously a lot more than that as well, right? Because Miku Hatsune is kind of like the demo voice, or kind of like, yeah, she's like the singer of, like, a demo, right? A lot of people started to cover the Vocaloid songs that were published onto these websites in like their own little community, I think called their own kind of like singing community. I'm not confident on the name right now. And then similarly, because the songs oftentimes were really upbeat, as you heard, you know, very like dance poppy, electronic. What does EDM stand for? Electronic digital music. Is what I want to say. Electronic dance music, I think. Anyways, they were just very, like, dance and upbeat in tone. A lot of people started to make their own choreographies to go with these songs based off of the lyrics that they would be able to find online. And as we sit here now in 2026, as I'm talking to you about, the DIY community, or the DIY fandom that the Vocaloid fans have kind of created, I would be remiss to not also note that a lot of overseas independent idol groups, they kind of get their start by creating choreographies and covering choreographies of Vocaloid songs. Actually, there's a group out here in Vancouver that mainly does that and got popular through doing that. So you might have heard them on the show before. Last year I had two of the members on Typically Tuesdays. They're called Cloud Town, and a lot of what I've seen of their performances are based on Vocaloid music. And so they listen to, like, a song that they like, they look into the lyrics, and then they put together a choreography that kind of tells a story based off of the lyrics of that particular Vocaloid song. There's even a member in Cloud Town who is, like, a really big Miku fan. And notably, even, you know, her member color is what she calls Miku Green. Her name is Pocket. Shout out to Pocket. You know, it just, And Cloudtown is quite popular amongst the kind of like overseas idol fans out here in Vancouver, apparently. So just, it's very fascinating to see the ways that a bunch of nerds come together to support their favorite, you know, like little green-haired fake anime girl who is also, you know, works full-time as a vocal synthesizer. And listen, I include myself in that. I love Miku. She's great. I'm a big fan. We're going to listen to some more Miku music right now. Actually, speaking of Cloudtown, I recently saw them do a cover of this track. I think it was this one. I've definitely seen them perform this song. I don't know how recent it was. It might have actually been quite a while ago. But their choreography is online. You can go check that out as well. I think if you just look up Cloudtown Idols, you'll be able to find their stuff. Again, shout out Cloudtown. And one of the songs that they covered was this one. This is by Satsuki featuring Hatsune Miku and another Vocaloid named Kasane Teto. This is Mesmerizer. Enjoy. そんなにすべてを取り戻しこう。やがて神の祀られたものから救われる。 Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank God for a 2-minute song, right? Because that was really short. That was Cherry Pop by Dekel Nina. Really popular Vocaloid producer these days. I hope you've enjoyed today's Miku-filled episode of Typically Tuesdays. If you like more Miku, check out Bitcoover every Tuesday from 2 to 8. DJ Lately, sometimes he'll play some banger Vocaloid songs. And even if he's not, he's playing some really great electronic and also video game music. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the show. Here's the final bit of one last song, Slow Motion by Pinocchio P. I've been Leslie, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'll talk to you again very soon.